Part of the problem is, you know, I would sit in this chair judgmentally, you know, 10, 15 years ago and point my finger and think it's the parents' fault. You didn't instill those values. You didn't do the job. You're the primary educator of your child. Today, as a parent with adult children, I realize how powerful the culture is and how powerful Satan is in trying to cut those spiritual cords, you know, and short circuit your kids and their faith. And Allison joins me today. She understands this, and she's got a whole campaign underway right now to help you as a parent deal with this, to deal with keeping the faith when your kids lose theirs. And thank you for your patience, Allison. Thank you for what you're doing. It's an important ministry and important outreach. I know you're going to help a lot of souls.
It's a big topic. You're right, Drew. A lot of people struggling with this. I've worked with a lot of parents that their kids have fallen away, or they're living lifestyles that, you know, clearly contrary to church teaching and stuff. And it's really, really, really painful. But, you know, you're just talking about the culture. And I agree with you. We were saying offline that, you know, 25 years ago, you know, when somebody really lost the faith, you'd be looking at the parents. You'd be wondering what happened. You know, obviously, we've had very poor catechesis over the last 50 years and stuff. But now, you know, I work with such devout Catholic families where they've done everything right. They've really lived the life. They've walked the walk, and yet it seems irrelevant for so many kids.
Yep.
But on the plus side, I want to point out something. I don't know about you, and I don't go on social media all that much. I don't quite get the big the big draw. But over the last several months, every time I go on there, I'm seeing another big person, celebrity, that's coming to Christ. And we all know about Kanye West. And then Kim Kardashian following him. We hear of Justin Bieber, Carlos Santana, Anthony Hopkins, Mariano Rivera. Something is happening. We need to keep praying. It is not hopeless. And I think that's the thing I want to talk about when you're ready, about how to pray, because I think that's a big problem for us. You know, we're praying, but often what we're praying, you know, our prayer is one of petition. So if I sit down and I say, oh, God, please save my kids. They're really off. It's terrible what's going on. I'm focusing on the problem, right? And I think what we have to do is have a prayer of praise, prayer where we're listening to God, prayer where we're reading scriptures, we're reading inspirational stories like of St. Augustine's conversion and things. We need to focus on the power, not the problem. So I think that's a really important thing for parents to realize, that, you know what, God is going to answer in his time. You know, we often pray, you know, if it's your will, Lord. Now, there are certain things we know is his will. We know he wants all his people converted. We know he wants all his people saved. So you can pray with great confidence on that. And don't yield to despair, because the devil is going to try every which way to discourage you with what I call fake news, right? He's going to keep showing you things that aren't really true, but they look really bad.
That's so true. You know, one of my favorite passages in the Diary of St. Faustina, for those who don't know, she was a young nun in Poland who received the message of divine mercy from Jesus. She recorded in this diary all these encounters she had with the Lord. And one thing she wrote, she said that the Lord told her that the one prayer that is always heard and answered, it is the prayer for the conversion, especially of sinners. So, you know, if you personally, you know, have got a child away from the faith, I tell parents, just keep praying. Look, it may happen instantly. It may take decades for someone to come back to the faith. It's not always easy, but that's part of your journey now. You give your kids the best education and the best example while they're under your care. When they're adults, young adults, there's not a whole lot more you can do other than really pray. But God, I think, hears those prayers, doesn't he?
Yeah, he absolutely hears the prayers. And he also allows circumstances to develop that they need, you know, that something's going to happen in their lives, or they're going to be at a crossroads. And we've got to be very careful at those times, not to preach, but to share, to just, you know, gently, you know, offer a prayer. Hey, you know, do you want me to pray with you? I'm going to pray for you. That has a tremendous impact, even though they may not want to hear it or they don't see the relevance. Let's face it, we learn our faith as kids. I left after confirmation, which was fifth grade. I didn't see the relevance.
Wow.
But in my 20s, I was around good Catholic people, and I was involved in pro-life work, and I was, you know, really taken aback at how the church really has this right. But, you know, I didn't really understand church teaching, like on contraception and everything else. And I said, I got to really learn this. There's something more to this. So, you know, I found Fulton Sheen and I started reading and learning. You know, there are a lot of bad influences in the world, but there are a lot of good influences as well. And what we want to do is we want to pray for holy encounters for our kids. You know, pray for God to send those instruments. I love the story of St. Monica praying for St. Augustine for so many years. Yeah. And she went to the bishop and said, would you please talk to him? And he said, no. He said, it is impossible for the son of so many tears to perish. He knew he wasn't ready to hear it, you know. So we always have to look for those opportunities and not preach when they're not open to hearing it. In brokenness, that's when people start to get open, right? Yeah. But when he wanted to go to Italy and she followed him to the port, she didn't want him to go. She was so nervous. And he snuck away from her. And while he was in Italy, he encountered St. Ambrose, who was the instrument of his conversion. And we all know what a spectacular conversion it was. Now, it was her prayers. Now, God didn't answer her immediate prayer because he was working on, you know, answering her bigger prayer. Keep that in mind. You know, God has infinite ways of getting to somebody. You know, and sometimes parents feel such an urgency to talk and preach, but we got to wait on God.
You're right. God sees the big picture and he works everything out for the good. And if you're praying for that child that's away from the faith, have hope. Do not despair. Do not give up.